Hi everyone! Today's topic is, should there be an age limit beyond which people should not be allowed to drive? I agree, because my grandmother developed Alzheimer's and we had a lot of problems getting her off the road. She was brought home by the police 3 separate times for driving on the wrong side of the road. And finally, she totaled her car. She could have died and killed a carload of other people.
下面给大家讲一下用法。今天的话题是你认为高龄人口是否应该被禁止驾车啊？哎，我们大家应该都知道有一个最低年龄驾车啊，比如说像在有些国家你要到16岁或者18岁才能够开车，但是呢这里讨论的问题是什么，是否应该到了一定的高龄之后就不应该被允许驾车了呢啊？那么我们来看一下。
I agree, because my grandmother developed Alzheimer's and we had a lot of problems getting her off the road.
那么这个人同意说有些高龄人口就不应该被允许驾车了，因为他的奶奶啊有阿兹海默症啊 Alzheimer's， 这个发音大家注意一下啊 Alzheimer's。那么阿兹海默症呢是我们俗称的老年痴呆症中最常见的一种啊。那么一般最常见的一个症状就是记忆的衰退啊。然后这里说因为我的奶奶有阿兹海默症，然后呢我们总是很难让她不去开车，有可能很多时候她是忘了自己已经不能开车了，但是还是去开车啊，这样就非常的危险。
She was brought home by the police 3 separate times for driving on the wrong side of the road, and finally she totaled her car.
那么这里说啊警察3次把他奶奶带回家啊，都是因为啊他在反方向开车啊。
Drive on the wrong side of the road，
就是比如说本来应该在右边行驶的，他却在左边行驶了啊。最终啊，他彻底撞毁了他的车啊。这个 total 在这里是彻底撞毁的意思啊。
She could have died and killed a carload of other people。
那么还好是警察把他带回来了，要不然啊，他有可能就出了车祸，或者甚至会殃及到别人啊。那么这里有几个连读 ：killed a carload of other people， killed carload of。Carload of 连起来是 killed a carload of other people 啊。那么按照这个人的经历来看呢，确实啊，很多时候老人到了一定的年龄就不应该驾车了。除了阿兹海默症之外呢，有时候视力和听力也会大大影响到一个人开车的状态啊。那么我们大家是否认为老人到了一定年龄就不能开车了呢？我们来讨论一下吧。好的，这就是我们今天的话题，不要忘记提交你的答案哦。See you tomorrow.